Dakota, I believe, has a question here. Hold on a second. Sorry about that. David has a question about the personhood pledge. Go ahead, David.
Yes, thank you, Congressman Gingrich, for taking my call.
Thank you. I'm glad to talk to you.
Yeah. At the end of November, your spokesman, Mr. Hammond, said Gingrich still supports abortion in the cases of rape, incest, and danger to the life of the mother. He would allow for the three exceptions. How does that comport with you signing the personhood amendment? And I'd like to discuss it with you.
Sure. The way it happened was I frankly sat down with the Monsignor who was my guide and my teacher in joining the Catholic Church, and walked through the Church's teachings and concluded that the correct position is that love, and I've always felt the life began at conception, but there's also a provision that the folks on Paul II have made that if you could vote for something which reduced the number of abortions, even if it wasn't perfect, the fact that it reduced the number of abortions was better than current law. And that's why even Henry Hyde, who was a passionate leader on Right to Life, had accepted that in order to pass something in the Congress, he had accepted the exemptions on rape and incest. So as I walked through it and I looked at it, I reached the conclusion that because we do believe that life begins at conception, that there clearly is a circumstance where the mother and the child are both at risk. You should try to save both and only tragically lose one if you absolutely have to. But the other exemptions actually should not exist, even though that makes it harder to pass something and harder to get it into law. And that's why really we sat down and we walked through it and talked it through, and there was an evolution. I've always had the position life began at conception, and this was an evolution of that into its logical conclusion.
But a few years ago, you supported funding those exceptions.
No, I've never supported funding exemptions.
Well, your quote is
the Hyde Amendment. Again, remember, Henry Hyde was the leading right to life spokesman in the Congress. And Henry found that the only way we could pass it was to have those exemptions. And he very reluctantly accepted that because at least you cut off every other abortion. And if he hadn't accepted that, he would have been paying for every abortion. So his position was, if you are in a position where you can reduce the total number of abortions dramatically, which he did, and the Hyde Amendment eliminated 99-point-something% of all tax-paid abortions in the country. And that was the rationale, but that was the compromise needed to get the votes in order to be able to save literally thousands and thousands of lives from being aborted with taxpayer money. And Henry, I mean, Rick Santorum voted for it, Bachman voted for it. Those of us who wanted to save lives felt that at the time that it was either save 99.5% or lose all of them.
So then if that's true, why would you switch? Why if that bill came before you now, you'd vote against it?
As president, I would actively campaign. Remember, I'm signing this as a presidential candidate. As president, I would actively campaign for no tax-paid money going for abortions, period. And I would actively seek to pass no tax-paid abortions being paid for, period. Now, the president, the role of president is a different role. You're not one of 535. You're a person who can help shape the national debate.
Okay, so make sure I understand it. You consulted with a leader of the Catholic Church, and that's how you decided that you shouldn't.
We sat down and walked through the theology of the Church as it relates to how to handle conception and the teachings of the Church, and I found that a very helpful part of the process. And we talked through the Hyde Amendment, and Henry Hyde was a very devout Catholic who was passionate. You're talking about the leading pro-life advocate in U.S. Congress of the last generation. Because you're not talking about somebody who was cynical or who was calculating. but the man who was trying to do everything he could to save the maximum number of lives. And because of people like Henry, we're actually gradually winning this debate. If you look at various polling data, more people today are pro-life than any time since Roe v. Wade, and we're gradually winning this debate.
Okay. Well, I just wish you'd
never... you.
Yep. I just very disappointed.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
I'm glad you called in. I think we have time, Adam, for one more. I think we take one more question.